And it's time again for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Hello, thank you. I am having seen a movie, yay. Now there was just a little period when there didn't seem to be any movies that we either hadn't seen or had even the slightest interest in seeing. But now there's quite an array of different films to watch. And the one that we elected to see yesterday is called Pressure. I think in French it's Oppression or something, but it's Pressure. And it's the story of D-Day during World War II in 1941. And it was the idea is the Allies have had a trial run kind of the landing on the beaches at D-Day, and it turned out to be frankly a disaster. They were using live ammunition, and they managed to mow down quite a few of their recruits, some of whom were like freshly recruited. Anyway, so this has been weighing very heavily on General Eisenhower's conscience, and he really wants to make sure that when they get to doing the real D-Day, that it is as close to perfect as possible. And they absolutely need a good weather forecast, a weather forecast that is accurate for good weather, basically. And they have a weather person, a meteorologist is the right word, who knows a lot, and he's apparently I'm always right, and I always use information from the past, drawing on information from the past to predict the future. But Eisenhower has decided, yeah, that's good, but I think we need another opinion. So they bring on Captain James Stagg, who is, just to let you know, is played by a really excellent actor, Andrew Scott, who is known maybe to a number of people as Moriarty the bad guy. Anyway, so he's not a bad guy. He's a really good guy, but he has little to say. He is kind of he knows he's good at what he does, and he's like an award-winning meteorologist. Needless to say, he does not get along with the meteorologist who is already encamped where the D-Day landing will take place. So there's a lot of dramatic tension between the two meteorologists and Dwight Eisenhower, who turns out has quite a temper. Who knew? I always thought he was kind of a bland guy, but I had no idea how he acted as a general. But maybe this is part of his being a super duper general persona, is that he gets angry. And so the interpersonal stuff is quite interesting, and it's actually kind of riveting to watch. But in the background of all this is, what are they going to do about choosing the date for D-Day and having a successful D-Day? As you probably know, when D-Day is. I did. And they initially think that, well, we're going to have D-Day on June 5th. And finally, it's like, I don't think that's what happens. And one of the meteorologists says June 5th is perfect weather based on all these all this information from the past. And the new guy, Stagg, says, no, it's probably not going to be very good. I can't say absolutely it won't be, but I certainly can't say absolutely it will be. So they call it a brainy war film. And I guess that's probably a good way to describe it, because it deals with, in all of World War II, there's so many things to make movies on. But this is the one, you know, it's D-Day, and it's the meteorological aspects of D-Day, which are particularly thorny. I personally found it a little bland. I don't think anybody else did. The tomato people felt that it was the tomato meter from the critics gave it 88%, and the popcorn meter, the audiences, gave it 95%. So everybody thought, yeah, this is a better than average. It's a really quite a good film, and it is, and it certainly deals with something which is very kind of exciting to watch, but over it. It's a simmering movie. That's what it is, and that's what it does. It simmers. So the movie is very well done. There's a lot of historical facts, and the filming is outstanding. It says you don't have to be a historian to enjoy this movie. Both acting and directing were inspirational, and they are good. And this Andrew Scott, who plays meteorologist, is particularly good. And Brendan Fraser, who is cast as Eisenhower, although I think he's a little heavier than Eisenhower ever was, is good too. So what I can say is, definitely if you, and the movie's about 2 hours, it's not overly long, but it's not short either. If you like war films, if you particularly liked the movie Saving Private Ryan from a number of years ago, which had a D-Day scene that is never to be forgotten, you would probably enjoy this one, except thinking, yeah, you know, should have been more to it. I don't know. Maybe that's just my look at it. At home, I've now watched 3 episodes of a History Channel series called World War II, and it's a Tom Hanks production, and it's remarkably good. So this was like more of the same. I feel like we're sort of living back in the World War II era at this point. So yes, good movie, playing downtown at the Maison de Cinema. There are quite a few good movies coming along in the next little while. Summer is a big season for blockbuster films, and there's at least there's one Steven Spielberg movie, which looks like it would be good if you like Steven Spielberg movies. And in this one, it's just that Andrew Scott, should mention him again, who plays the meteorologist who is a man of few words. Brendan Fraser is Dwight Eisenhower, and another very good actor named Chris Messina, who you may know from television, plays the other meteorologist, like the dueling meteorologist. He plays the other one, the one who is quite confident that whatever he says is correct, and he's always been right. Da da da. So watching those two guys spar is fun. And then there's Damian Lewis, who's always, again, an excellent actor. He has the honor of playing General Montgomery, the famous British general, who is absolutely insufferable. Anyway, but he's good to watch. So a movie that I would say, if you're especially a war buff, go see it. It'll just add to your information about the war. I did not know anything about the D-Day situation weather-wise, but at the end of this movie, I certainly did. Anyway, so that's it's what I would recommend. I would say yes, definitely go see this movie. And unless you don't like movies where there's a fair bit of talking, and there's also a certain amount of violence. It is a war movie after all. OK, So I think that's about it for me.
Okay, well, thanks again, Melanie. Talk next week. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.